The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, the world. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio. I'm telling you, every week we wonder what I'm going to say. Well, I wonder what I'm going to say also. But I got to tell you, this week there's a lot to say. So what we're going to do is jump right into, I have a nice rhyme time, I think, today. At least I thought it was nice. And you'll tell me, email me, let me know. And we'll figure it out. All right, so without any further ado, I'm going to jump right into my favorite part of the show, rhyme time. In the halls of justice, shadows now play. Ethics have expired in dark disarray. Once noble and fair, our courts stood tall. Now crumbled and twisted, they've started to fall. Judges once robed in honor and grace, now sit with indifference, a frown on their face. Their gavel's swift hammer no longer rings true. Injustice now reigns where the fair verdicts grew. The scales of justice once balanced with care are now tipped by power, corruption laid bare. In the courtroom's grand stage where truth once was king, lies now take flight on greed broken's wing. Lawyers once champions of right and fair, now bartered for gold they no longer do care. Their briefcases heavy with secrets and bribes sell out the truth while their conscience it hides. For silver and gold they argue then scheme, ignoring the injustice's victims, the shattered, the dream. The innocent charged while the guilty walk free, a dark twisted mockery of what justice should be. Witnesses sworn to tell only the truth, now twist and they turn, uncaring of proof. Their words are like smoke, they shift and they lie, for money or threat, they let justice die. The jury once pure now tainted and swayed, by prejudice planted, and political doubts that invade. Their verdicts are tainted not by what's just, but by whispers of political power and betrayals of our trust. Ethics have expired in our court system's heart. The rot has consumed it. It's falling apart. No more do we see the fair and the just, just their shadows and echoes now covered in dust. In the chambers of powers where justice must and should reign, ambition and greed now forge a dark chain. They bind what was sacred, they twist and they bend, turning friends into foes, truth to pretend. Politicians meddle, they are pulling at the strings. They whisper to judges, corrupting good things. Laws are rewritten to serve the elite, while the common man suffers his justice, just a cheat. The political DNC now rules with unchecked might. Its wealth by its decisions turns day into night. With pockets so deep and influence wide, the Democrats bend every rule, with justice denied. The people cry out, but their voices are weak against the DNC machine, so cold and so bleak. Their pleas go unanswered, their hope starts to fade. In a system so broke, so harshly, we the people are betrayed. Where once stood the noble and just and the wise, now only the cunning and greedy arise. Their eyes cold and sharp, their hearts filled with spite. They laugh at the notion of what's really wrong and right. But all is lost in its dark, twisted tale. For justice severely battered, it will never prevail. We the people must unite and demand what is fair, if we fight for truth with passion and care. For ethics may fade, but they should never die. Can their spirit remain in the hearts that still try? To revive what is right, to restore what is true, to build a new system where justice again shines through. So time to rise up, good people, let their voices be heard. Demand what is right, stand firm in your word. For though shadows may linger and darkness may climb, together we can bring back justice in this, our last moment in time. The courts must once again be a beacon of light, where truth is defended with all of our might, where ethics are cherished and justice revered, a place where the innocent go free, a system must not be feared. We'll cleanse out the corruption, the greed, and the lies, and bring back the fairness, the truth must be in our eyes. For justice delayed, yes, is justice denied. We the people must fight for what's right with honor and pride. And in the end, it's our will that will see us through. In the face of adversity, we must now start anew. For though ethics have faltered and justice seems dumb and blind, we'll restore what is right and take one small step at a time. So heed this call and join in the fight to bring back our courts to what's just and right. For ethics may wane, but they'll never expire. In the hearts of the just, they'll forever inspire. Together we must stand against the corrupt and the vile. We must fight for our justice with grace and with style. For though the road's long and the battle will be tough, our spirit in America is strong and our love for this country is enough. So let's light up the darkness with truth as our guide and bring back the justice in which we can take pride. For ethics will shine as bright as the sun if our court system is reborn, where justice again is won. In ivy-clad towers where wisdom once thrived, a shadow now looms where virtues deprived. Universities faltered, they caved to the terrorist might of their terror and fear in the dead of the night. Once bastions of knowledge, of freedom and truth, they now tremble and cower, corrupted by idiot youth. Where scholars and sages would nurture the mind, now darkness encroaches, an existential threat to mankind. The terrorists come with their threats and their hate, demanding submission, their words desolate. They scream of chaos, of violence and dread, and the universities bow, more danger they've created instead. Academic freedom, once bold and unbound, is shackled and muzzled, the fear by which it is crowned. Professors who dare to speak out and try to defy are silenced and punished, their careers left to die. Debate is now stifled, opinions suppressed. The terror instills a deep toxic unrest. Students once taught to challenge, to question why, now learn only fear, repression, their lesson, the opposition must die. In lecture halls silent, the crazy ideas they spread, a culture of fear where free thought is now dead. Administrators buckle, their spines turn to clay, as terrorists dictate what they can and can't say. For safety they claim, to protect and to shield, they give in to demands their real values concealed. But in doing so, they abandon their leadership role as guardians of truth, our society's very soul. The terrorists laugh as they watch them concede to every dark whim, every venomous deed. The halls of learning, once sacred and bright, are tarnished and broken, eclipsed by this blight. Students in fear, they tread lightly on once hallowed ground, where once they felt safe, their voices unbound. Now the screams of terror, of danger now seen, turn their haven of learning into a perilous Orwellian dream. But this horror, this tragedy cannot endure. We must find our strength and arrest them. Keep them convictions secure. When their universities falter, sanity must rise again to stand against terror, to defy and to mend. We must reclaim our courage, our voices of might, to stand against darkness, to fight for the light. Sane professors must speak and students must learn that freedom is sacred, it's something to earn. We must challenge these radical cowards who bow to the threat, who forsake their sacred honor, or we will live with regret. For sane knowledge and truth must always prevail. Against terror's dark shadow, we, Americans, cannot fail. We must rally together in campuses bright to banish the terror, to reclaim the right, to speak without fear, to debate and to grow in the spirit of learning where wisdom will flow. Universities falter, but they will not fall. If we stand united, if we answer the call to fight against hate, the violence on campus must decrease to ensure that this radical darkness will finally cease. Let us rebuild these halls with courage and pride, with knowledge and freedom standing there side by side. For in the face of terror, we must not relent. Our commitment to truth, justice, and the American way, we must represent. For every sane professor, for every young mind, who's silenced by hate and terror, whose cruelty confined. We will be their voice, their strength and their shield, until the light of knowledge once more is revealed. Universities falter, but they can be restored by the brave and the bold, by the pen and the sword. We'll fight for their honor, their purpose, their name, until terror is vanquished and the freedom reclaimed. So rise up, our students and scholars, with courage and grace. Stand firm in your virtues, your values. Let fear and terror be displaced. For the soul of our learning, the heart of our nation's quest, is worth every struggle, is worth every test. So let us be the pledge. Let our pledge, our solemn vow, to fight for our values starting here and now. will reclaim our sanctuaries of knowledge and light and banish the terror into the light. Thank you. Thank you very much. We look at these things and we say, how can this possibly be? How can reality and things as ethics and morals, how can they just be destroyed, taken down, thrown away, like as if they were last week's trash? And why? I'll tell you why. Because we're sitting here letting it happen. And when we let it happen, what happens? It goes on and on and on. And we have nothing to say about it. But why are ethics important? This is a question that I ask. Why are ethics used in law? And why are they supposed to be part of a prosecutor's only duty to the people? Why? Why must they be? Well, I'll tell you why. Because without them, there is no justice. So, here's one of the things that I'm really trying to figure out this week. Okay? You have a president of the United States and a former president of the United States who allegedly, and again, until it's a conviction, it's alleged, even though we've seen lots of videos, on the Trump case, however, the FBI, the DOJ may have tampered with the evidence. So that case is on hold for a bit. But here we go. Robert Hur, the special counsel in the Biden documents case, where there was clear evidence. I mean, we're not even talking. Let's not even debate this. Okay, it's on film. The stuff was in his garage. And in fact, it was even worse because it was stuff that he took when he was a senator and had no right to possess whatsoever. But for some reason, unbeknownst to us, they decided not to charge him. But they did charge former President Donald Trump. And why was that? So the Congress, who has oversight duties, remember those? Remember that they pulled apart the Trump Organization and they pulled apart his businesses and they pulled apart his presidency, yelling and screaming about Russia, Russia, Russia. Remember that? Yeah, because it was their oversight. Remember the Steele dossier, the Hillary-funded deal? Oh, we forgot about that already. No. That's not. So Congress demands the audio. Now, here's the problem. The Biden administration already released the transcript. So they have, in effect, waived their privilege, what they call presidential privilege, okay? So the privilege over the recording, the executive privilege, to stop that from coming out. He could have stopped the transcript from coming out, but he didn't, okay? And that was one of the deals. That was one of the deals. When you waive something, you waived it. You can't then go back and say, oh, wait a second, I didn't really mean that. Once you waive that privilege, you open the door. And it happens in the courthouses every day. If you open up that door, then anything that comes through that door, we can now find out. So Congress, and I believe it was Comer, asked for and demanded, actually, that Garland turn over the tapes of the Hur investigation for the Attorney General's office, right? I keep saying right today. Must be a big day then. This is huge, folks. This is absolutely huge. Why? Pay attention here. He invokes executive privilege in order to stop the order from Congress to release those audio tapes. So he interjects executive privilege, which quite frankly, at this point, based on what I'm seeing, I don't think he has executive privilege anymore to exert over that. Because like I said, he's already waived that privilege when he released the transcript. But why don't they want those tapes out there? Why? Do you think about that? This is the interview I'm talking about with Robert Hur, the special counsel. This is when he decided not to charge. Because Biden was an elderly man. He was a nice guy. But he's got a failing memory. Okay. So what's the problem here? If these tapes exonerate Biden, then I think they should be in the public knowledge. Isn't this the most transparent administration? Isn't that what we were promised with the unity promise? Or he's just not keeping any of his promises anymore? So Biden gives up, right? So he basically says, no, you can have the transcript. Well, we now look at the transcript and we say, wait a second. This is really kind of funky here. What's going on? So we now need to hear. We, the American people, are demanding to see whether or not the president of the United States currently and the guy who's running for president again, Joe Biden, is competent mentally. Why are they afraid of this? Think about that. This is an abomination, folks, that they will be able to hide this, and no court's going to turn around and change this before the election. This is ridiculous. And in the same vein, okay, after chasing Biden around for the last 6-8 months, telling him, when are we going to debate? When are we going to debate? Trump kept asking him. Now the polls are tanking. America's waking up out of its slumber, realizing, wait a second, our world was much better under Trump. Listen, you don't have to love the guy. You don't even have to like the guy. But look at what he did for America under Trump versus under Biden. You want to fill up your car? You're going to have half a trip under Biden because you can't afford to fill up the rest of it. You want to go to the supermarket and need a nice big dinner? You're going to be eating half that dinner because you can't afford it anymore. And how's that employment going? Well, now you got 3 jobs. You're looking great. If you look at the employment records, they look fantastic because everybody's got a job. No, people have 2 and 3 jobs because they can't afford anything anymore. Now, Biden comes out last week, the week before, says, oh, when I took office, inflation was at 9%. Folks, I've looked at the rates. It was 1.4%. Somebody please tell Biden he's either misunderstood, he's either misread, or the teleprompter's broken again and he can't speak. But it wasn't 9% under Trump. It was 1.4%. And that was the totality. Inflation was way down. And why? Because Trump understood how to run a country. He didn't. He never was in public service his entire life, having no idea what it is to run a business, understanding nothing. And here you go. You have, you know, there was Mitt Romney came out and said something this week, which it has nothing to do right now with our current discussion, but I'm going to jump over to that. So Mitt Romney says if he were president, boy, God help us if that happened. But if he would have pardoned Trump for under these federal stupid investigations, he said he would have stopped Biden from persecuting Trump if he was president. This is one of the major differences. Now, why do I say it's a major difference? I'm not talking about Mitt Romney, but it's just the fact that he said something that I think it's relevant here and you need to understand. Did Trump go after Hillary? Did he direct his Justice Department to persecute her and to put her away in jail and charge her with all of the crimes that she got off with, that she got away with under Obama? No. And under him? No. Why? Because Trump is not like that. Despite what the media wants to tell you about him being a nasty guy and he's terrible and oh my God, he's going to revenge. He's going to be the new Hitler, the new Stalin. Quite frankly, that's an affront to people who suffered under Hitler and Stalin. Because you to make that kind of comparison is absolutely absurd. So what are you afraid of, Mr. Government? What are you afraid of these tapes will show? Are you going to show the fact that the citizens now understand how incompetent he is? The fact that he can't find his way off a stage, shakes hands with the air, can't understand what stairs to take because he can't make it? I mean, are we kidding ourselves, folks? Seriously? This is ridiculous. This is absurd. This, you know, we look at this and I'm frustrated this week. I really am frustrated this week because the society is being taken over by a bunch of idiots. And this week, I understand part of the Democrat staff came out and they protested on Capitol Hill. Well, guess what? You can't do that. And here's what they were, interestingly enough, this is what they were told to do. Take off your congressional IDs and hide your faces. You know what? In the old days, if you stood for something, you didn't hide behind a mask. You didn't try to hide your identity. If you really believe in what you're saying, get out there. Be in charge of it. Be the tough guy. Be the guy in front. Okay? Own it, right? You can own it, can't you? No, we can't. We can't do this. We cannot do this. We've got to hide ourselves. And the division and the rhetoric continues. Because if you can hide behind stuff, nothing, no consequences. This is, again, this leads right back to where I said at the beginning, ethics. There are no ethics anymore. So here's what we have in this country right now. You know, I remember as a kid, Star Trek episodes, you know, not to make, you know, declassified records, but let's look at it this way. Our culture, favorites, but the originals. What was going on in our culture? What was going on in society at the time? We were looking forward. We were looking to happier times. We had a really beautiful future in this country. Now, what are we running into? We're running into people, no control over their own lives. They'll listen to computers that control them, the little boxes, the little phones that they stick their heads into and bury themselves in. And this is the society that Joe Biden and the Democrats want. This is what they want. They want a stupid America. They want people to get their information off of a little stupid box. They don't want people to be able to analyze things and listen to different opinions. They want one opinion. One opinion. And how do I mean that how the Democrats have destroyed the society in 3.5 years? They've destroyed the United States justice system. Have they? Yes, they have. They've destroyed law enforcement. They've taken the wind out of the sails of law enforcement. Look at the crime stats now. And mind you, here's the biggest problem. They went to a new system for reporting the crime. Most of the big cities don't report on that system yet. They don't have it together yet. Not until after the election, I'm betting. But so all those crimes in all those giant cities that are getting out of control, 20, 30, 40% up, they're taking that off the table and they're not reporting it. So it looks like, oh, things are getting better, right? No. Talk to law enforcement people. Under Biden, we've taken away women's rights. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, let me tell you what I mean by that. Now, transgender men can compete in women's sports. That's awesome. They can be in the locker room with your 15-year-old daughter, with your 12-year-old daughter, a fully intact male, because he thinks he's a woman. You know what they used to call that? A pedophile. Okay? We've blurred the lines of biology in 3.5 years. It's amazing. We've given the fringe left of the Looney Tune Party, the Democrats, more power in this government than ever before. And they've corrupted your lives. They mandate you by taking away your freedoms, putting you into a system that will control every aspect of your life. That's what they want to do. So you can be turned off if they don't like what you're doing. Whether or not you follow their rules, they can turn you off. This is the current Democrat system of control that they want to put in. Now, here you go. You want to seek to make your lives better, do you? Well, you know what? Here's your idea. You're against the Israeli war. You support Hamas. All you Palestinian gay guys and all you lesbians and all you transgender people, go to Palestine. See how long you last. Guess what? You know, I heard a comedian say, you know what your new pronouns will be? Was and were. That would be if you went to Palestine as a gay, as a transgender, as a lesbian, as an LGBTQRST, whatever you want to call yourselves. And again, it's not hyperbole. I don't have a problem with what you want to be. But don't then support people who want to kill you. How stupid are you? I suggest you check your lifeline. You know, the little bars on your arm, like in a video game. See how many lives you got left. Because as far as I know, you got one. Okay? So why? Why were we promised something different with this government? And now it's everything that we had a nightmare about years ago. Okay? Do you need free health care? Do you need free school? Do you need free college? Do you need a stipend of like $9,000 or $8,000 a month? Did you need free credit cards? Do you need free food? Well, guess what? Give up your American citizenship, flow in through the southern border, and you get it all on other people's dime. But you know what? The only thing you get as an American citizen under Biden right now is a bill. So we spent $153 billion last year on illegal invaders in this country and millions more that we don't know about that got away. They call them gotaways. You know why they got away? Because they don't want to be caught. Because of the gangs. They're the bad guys coming in. Because they know, even though our immigration system is completely broken, the fact that we're letting in 30,000 Chinese dissidents, so to speak, they're, in a year, they'll have enough for a brigade of Chinese soldiers to attack America here. You know, this is a really, really interesting scenario here under Biden because we ignore it in the mainstream media. But lately, it's becoming a problem. Why is it a problem? You know what? If I'm the Republicans, I turn around for this election and I say, you know what? I'm pro-abortion. You want to have an abortion, have an abortion. Trump needs to evolve and say, hey, needs to go back to the people. 70% of America wants to have an abortion up until 5 years old. Go ahead. Go for it. Make it your local politics. Take it out of the federal realm. That takes it off the table. Okay? It takes it off the table. If you don't like living in a state that doesn't let you have a weapon, hey, move out of the state. You're free to go. You don't like a state that limits your abortion to a reasonable amount? Hey, move out. Go to New York. Go to California. You can get abortion up till they're 5 years old, I think. It's retroactive. You know, the insanity just continues. I was watching the transcripts coming out of, or the texts, you can't have transcripts, coming out of the Trump trial this week. You know, the DNC versus Trump in New York. His alleged criminal trial that was bootstrapped onto a felony that apparently no one has right now. 12 days, 13 days into the trial, and nobody has a clue what to that other felony was, which would have extended the statute of limitations on this misdemeanor of records. But what's interesting is, they brought in Stormy Daniels, unless he was speaking while allegedly bonking her about his bookkeeping episodes. I don't know what relevance she had. And then they wanted to bring in Michael Cohen. He's on the stage now. And I do say it's a stage because that's not a courtroom. This is a microcosm of what's happening in this country. It's unethical prosecution. They literally haven't even told you. They don't tell the defense who they're calling to the stand to release the witnesses. And this judge is allowing this. There are so many issues on appeal that could be brought up. It's going to be absurd. But listen, I've been doing this 36 years in New York, and I'll tell you, I have very little confidence that our appellate division or a court of appeals, who are literally mimicking the lower courts with their political leanings, let's say, is going to turn around and make something fair. I really, you know, this system is bleeding. It's in critical condition. It has suffered a critical wound right now. And we're out of control. The justice system, there is no justice system. People talk, oh, it's a double standard. There's no standard anymore. It's whatever they feel like it at the time. And it differs on what political party you are. So they brought in all this totally irrelevant, prejudicial evidence. And the judge let it in. I don't know why. Can't figure that one out. But they just let it in. And this is not probative. This is prejudicial. But they let it in. And they just keep doing it. And this judge now, I understand, the gag rule. A unilateral gag rule. I've never heard of this. You want to gag the case? Okay. You gag everybody who's in the case so they can't talk about it. But this judge didn't do this. Judge Marchand? No. The Biden political contributor. Well, he's contributing right now. This is, as Trump, he comes out every day and he says, it's election interference. And you know what? After seeing what the prosecution's case is, and they're claiming that Cohen is their last witness, I'm going to talk about him for a little bit. This is a sham. This is worse than a sham. This is an embarrassment to the New York judicial system. And this judge, quite frankly, he's the leader of the circus. Because you know what? This case is going to turn, unfortunately, on the jury instructions. And based on what this judge has let in already, and based on what this judge has done in this case already, I got to tell you, folks, the jury instructions are going to say, basically, if you don't like Donald Trump, then convict him. That's going to be the jury instruction in this case. Forget about the evidence. Forget about lying. And I'm going to talk about right after this little break. We're going to take in a few. But you know, the total irrelevance of most of the evidence that the prosecution has presented is just to make the jurors hate him. But I don't think they need any push. New York and Manhattan is 95% Democrat. So what are we talking about? So right after this short break, I'm going to talk about the Michael Cohen, the liar in chief, the prosecution's case. So stand by 1 second. We'll be right back after this. You don't want to miss it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/AmericasWebRadio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@AmericasWebRadio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday 1 to 2 only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show only right here on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back with Welcome to the Bite of Reality, the second half of our show. So right before the break, I was telling you about the liar-in-chief, the convicted felony liar that the prosecution, Alvin Bragg, is basing his case on. And quite frankly, after seeing the evidence that was presented, I really thought that, you know what, first of all, cutting up one sausage into 34 sausages. And what do I mean by that? The indictment had 34 counts of the ridiculousness, but he still has one count. But not being able to prove that through a porn star, I mean, where is the evidence in the case that establishes any element of the alleged crime? And second of all, what is the alleged crime? Usually in an indictment, and I'm doing this, like I said, 36 years, they set forth the crime that you're charged with. I don't see it in that indictment, and I've read it, and I've read it, and I've read it again, and it doesn't have the underlying crime. Where is it? And the evidence so far, if this is their last witness, hasn't established that there is an underlying felony crime. What's the felony crime? A bonk on a porn star, allegedly, because he denies it. And then, interestingly enough, she denied it. Now she doesn't deny it. But then this is the real, the kind of conundrum that we put in here, you know. So here it is. The insanity continues. It's worse as you go higher up the food chain. As I said earlier, the gag order was a unilateral gag order against Trump to prevent him from speaking. Now, honestly, I'm not that much of a fan of gag orders, quite frankly, if you want to defend yourself. But this is a high-profile case, and I could see, honestly, as, you know, putting on my objective hat, not my red or my blue shorts or shirt, but as objectively, if you wanted to silence this case from being talked into the media, absolutely good idea. But you don't do it on one side. That's a dumb idea. That is an absurd idea. That is against everything that we stand for in the judicial system. Fairness. Remember that word? Yeah, I know. They've probably redefined that one too, the Democrats. But as you go further up the food chain in the United States court system, you would figure that you would have better indication of some sanity. Well, they decided as we went to the appellate division, okay, that they were going to leave the gag order in effect on Donald Trump, but not anything else. They were going to leave it alone. So what makes you think, and I know all these pundits on Fox and on MSNBC, they all think that he's getting a fair trial and the appellate division might overturn this. I'm not so sure, folks. You have a radical left-leaning, it's not even left-leaning, it's all the way left. If we were any further left, we'd be off the map in New York. But there's a radical wing in this government, in this society that infests our government. And the injustice here is pretty much, it's palpable. It's vicious. It's clear. There's no justice is possible. There is no justice in this country in a politically charged election year. Just simply, that's why under the judicial rules normally, like the Department of Justice, within 3 months, or I think it was 3 months, but normally they use 6 months as, or 4 or 6 months, that they won't bring any charges against any kind of government official if there's an election. And why is that? Because you know what? Because just charging somebody has an effect on it. Okay, so watching this intently, like I said before, I think this entire case is going to be faltered on or fall apart on the jury instructions. Okay. There's something called the pattern jury instructions, which are usually used in this particular case. Woof. I don't even know what they're going to put into this, but I'm going to tell you, no matter what the defense objects to, it's going to come in anyway. So Judge Marchand's already showed that. He let Stormy Daniels get up there. And in fact, him saying, well, it went a little further than I expected. What did you expect? Of course you knew this. You knew this. You can't be this stupid. You're a judge on the Supreme Court. It's not your first day. No, serendipitously, I find it amazing that you were randomly chosen for every one of the Trump cases. How'd that happen? Yeah, the random selection committee. Yes, I know. That's kind of like the DNC in charge of everything. So we've been getting reports from the testimony. And quite frankly, I thought I'd be shocked at the lack of evidence of any indictable charges, but I wasn't that shocked. And that's the serious part here. The prosecution has said all along that Michael Cohen was going to be their star witness. You know, Cohen's been marketing himself, selling merch, or merchandise. Merch, as my daughters like to call it. I guess that's the cool word now. But this convicted liar is what appears to be their entire case. Now, how do you, as a prosecutor, base your case on a convicted liar? Because the guy had an epiphany now. All of a sudden, now he's had an epiphany. He wants to tell you the truth. The fact that he lied before Congress, that he lied before the investigation, the Mueller investigation, he lied about that. Nah, now he's going to tell you the truth because he's got nothing to lose, right? Oh, but let's talk about what he has to gain. He still remains relevant if Trump goes to jail. And you know, when he said, well, I was the fixer. Well, you've had testimony already that said because he broke everything. But that's the bottom line. He served time in jail, this guy, okay? But here's the fact. You have a jury pool that's 95% Democratic. It's only matched by the partisanship of the judge. And now you put this liar on the stand to make your case. Now, Bragg's Christmas gift, okay? Here it is. After 12 days of Christmas in the Bragg courthouse, we still don't have, again, a scintilla of any evidence of the unnamed felony. Why? This is absolutely daunting to me as an attorney. This is just ridiculous. And the judge continues to let this circus go on. This is not a judicial tragedy. This is a historic tragedy. This is where America goes off the rails. And this is exactly what goes on. This is what goes on in a politically charged nature of what our government has become. The DA's office was always immune from political, I was going to say something with the B word, but I'll say bull dinkies, okay? It's always been immune from that. It's always been straight shooters. And the DAs that I know out here, they are fabulous people. They're going to give you the straight shoot. They're going to give you the straight shoot, you know? They're not going to try any tricks. They're not going to try to bury you because they don't believe in what your guy is saying. They're going to give you a real deal. They're going to give you what justice demands. And that's the difference between a DA and the circus leader, Bragg, and his sideshow, Judge Marchand. And I'm sorry to put it that way, but that's the way I see it. It's my opinion. If you have a scintilla of evidence against this guy, bring it out. Where is it? But no, it's worse than that. It's a sham. This whole thing is like, once again, the Russia hoax. It's a hoax. Folks, it's not real. They're literally bragging about the fact that it's nothing more than a circus. And they're okay with that. They don't care. This is not an indictment of Donald Trump. This is an indictment of the entire judicial system in New York. This is what you expected to see. And that, my friends, is a serious problem. That is a serious problem. You know, and here's something that really irked my butt. I was really, really uptight about this and really annoyed and angry. Okay? You now in New York can assault cops, kick them in the head, steal from the community, commit assault and robbery, break into America illegally, and you're offered a plea deal. You're not even prosecuted. The insanity continues, folks. It continues. It is an absurd perversion of the justice system. There is no justice anymore. No, there isn't. It's done. It's finished. We put a fork in it, and we roasted it. And how did we roast it? Based on the justification that it was only Donald Trump. And who cares about Donald Trump, right? Well, you know what? You may not care about Donald Trump, but when this system comes after you, you are certainly going to care about it. So this may only be a blip on your Trump derangement syndrome radar. But think about it for a second. None of these charges were brought until he decided to run for a second term. Now, how does the third in charge of the DOJ decide to quit his prestigious job and go help the prosecution as a line attorney in Alvin Bragg's office in New York? You don't seem to find that any funny at all. And the fact that Fannie Willis in Fulton County, that case, which is currently on hold again, had a meeting at the White House and the idiot billed for 8 hours. You don't find that any kind of collusion. Nobody says, I know it's a theory, right? It's, you know, conspiracy theory guy. Well, those are hard facts, folks. It's not that difficult to see. And quite frankly, why the heck would Donald Trump need to engage in trying to run this country again? The man's a billionaire. Okay. He has a life that most of us will never even imagine in our wildest dreams. Yet, quite frankly, he loves this country so much that he's willing to take the slings and arrows for the stupidity and the corruption in this system that has infested it, that is basically trying to skew him. And he's willing to step up for us, for America. Well, you know what? I'm one who's going to step up and be right behind him. And in fact, if I have to, I'll be right in front of him, taking the slings and arrows as well. Because you know what? You have to protect the man who's going to lead us out of this mess. If you don't, you're not protecting yourself. The country will no longer be recognizable after a four-year more term of Joe Biden. The American ideals, the dreams, you're throwing yourself away. You're throwing your future away. And more importantly, you're throwing your kids' futures away. And they may not understand it right now. They may not see it right now. But you know what? At some point, they may recognize the fact that they've made a grave error. And by that time, it's going to be too late, way too late. So getting back to the liar-in-chief, Michael Cohen, he's being eviscerated right now on cross-examination. But I got to tell you, I'm a little fearful of how the Democrats, the defense is doing this. And why? The problem is that we have a system right now that awards stupidity. We have a system that awards lying. And what does that mean? Because the lapdog media sits right behind everything that the DNC puts out. Everything. They must send out like a secret fax line or something. You're putting up there a serial felony liar. Michael Cohen, that you're making your case. And you can present him as the angel, Michael Cohen, who had the epiphany. Currently, he's had a resurrection. You know, this is a slap in the face to everything in America. You know, obliterating. What you're right now doing is obliterating any faith that the people have in the judicial system. And when people have no faith in the laws and the judicial system, you're in trouble. You're in big trouble. So I won't even begin to talk, because I've talked about it on my prior programs, about the evisceration of the attorney-client relationship in this case. Now, it used to be where you cannot talk about what your client has done. End of story. Full stop. Unless it has to deal with a coming up conviction or a coming up felony crime or death or something of that nature. Other than that, you were unable to speak about what your client had told you. But somehow or another, in this particular instance, it's now ethical for an attorney to record himself, to record the client, to tell you everything that he spoke about. And what's interesting is, apparently, I guess the guy's name is Colangelo, where he represented Michael after Michael Cohen, I should say. I don't know him personally. After the FBI raided his office. And he said, listen, now's the time. If you got anything on Trump, to get it out. I can get you a better deal. Let's work on that, okay? And he said, I got nothing. No, Donald didn't even know about this. He didn't even know about the Stormy Daniels deal until after it was done. And that's why he went and took a home equity line mortgage out, because he didn't want anybody to know what was going on. And you know what? He had that hero thing. Michael wanted to be the hero, Michael Cohen. He wanted to be the hero for Trump. He would take him in as the attorney general or take him as White House counsel. And when he left him, he got pissed. So Michael Cohen's on the revenge tour right now. Quite frankly, it's an embarrassment to the system, to the whole state. The Big Apple's gone rotten right now. You know, and here's what I said before. Manhattan DA cuts deals with these little dirtbags these invaders who beat the crap out of our cops, kicking them in the head, and it's all on video. A first-year law student could get a conviction in this case, and they were looking at 7 years, and now they're cutting them a deal, okay? Second-degree assault on a police officer, 7 years. And what's the problem? Oh, Bragg's too busy convicting Trump. Yeah, because that will stop crime in this city, right? Because getting a conviction on Trump, the idiocy of New York continues. It's just insane. And here we go. Here's another epitome of an epiphany. Talk about epitome of stupidity. Mayor Adams had a brilliant idea this week because they can't get people to be lifeguards in New York City to open up their pools and the beaches. So what they're going to do is he wants to have the illegal immigrants who are standing around doing nothing become lifeguards. Now, there's a great idea. Now, he made a racist comment. He said, they're all great swimmers. I don't know if he was trying to be funny or what, but that was just really stupid. There's just, you know, this is complete disorganization of government, a conglomerate of stupidity. And, you know, usually happens in conglomerates of stupidity. They crumble and destroy themselves like Rome. But here we go. We're right in the middle of it. Okay. Let's hire an illegal invader to become to watch out for your kids at a pool. The guys whose first, their first act coming into the country was to break the laws. Now, do you now have to yell that you're drowning in Spanish? Oh, is that how this is going to work now? Oh, man. I just can't believe that I'm even talking about this. So now, let me jump into some foreign affairs here as we're getting there. We're getting there, folks. And despite, you know, the United States is turning against Israel. You know, foreign policy has always been Joe Biden's strongest asset, right? No, I'm just joking, folks. He's always been an idiot in foreign policy. And, you know, Leon Panetta said the same thing. You know, he's always been an idiot when it comes to foreign policy. So according to our brilliant Antony Blinken, okay, he's given another $2 billion to Ukraine while he goes over there and plays guitar. Well, you know what? For $100, he could have played guitar here. Could have saved us a ton of taxpayer dollars. But this country right now is screwing up the rest of the world under Biden. We really are. We're really doing a great job. You know, we don't even know where the rest of the money went. Now we're sending another $2 billion. So with respect to Israel, this is great. Joe Biden wants to run the Israeli war, just like Afghanistan. And you know what Israel said? No, thank you, Joe. We'll handle it ourselves. Yeah, we'll handle it ourselves. You know, here we go. Joe Biden, $2 trillion. And at the end, he mucks it up. 13 gold star families created as a result of his imbecile decision to get out because he wanted that day to 9/11. He's an imbecile. I hate to say that about any president at any time, because I respect the office. But Joe, never underestimate his ability to screw this up. You know, he's got about as much military prowess as my dog. And my dog was probably better at understanding how to win a war. But you know what? This week, here you go. This is where you lose it. And I'll throw this out to one of my favorite phone call arguments is you lost Farik Zakaria this week where he understands that Joe Biden and the Democrats are in deep trouble. This is where you're in deep trouble because Joe Biden and the pathetic Democrats are trying to destroy America. And holy moly, finally America. Maybe is waking up out of its deep slumber and looking past the stupidity in the mainstream media and recognizing that for 50 or 60 years, the blue cities have kept people down, have kept them in poverty, have destroyed their ability to become productive society. Yeah, it's the blue cities, folks, because you keep voting Democrat. There's a big thing going on in Chicago right now to turn Chicago red. And you know what? It's not the white supremacists. It's the people who the Democrat Party has ignored for 60 years while telling them they're getting special treatment. No, they've ignored them. These Democrats, they want to destroy America so they can rebuild it in their own warped left image. Time to get rid of the radicals, folk. And they're just not the elected officials, like the agent of chaos, Cori Bush, Presley, you know, Ilhan Omar, I can't forget her. She's one of my favorites. So I just can't believe that we are having this discussion in this country, that this is the problem. We have no border. We have million, 13 million now, 14 million now, people coming into this country that we're supporting, spending billions on every month. Do you need billions in your educational system? Do you need billions at your community centers? How's your schools? How's your school teachers? There's a huge shortage of school teachers. Do you think we could pay our school teachers any less than maybe, a counter person at a Denny's? Yeah. Now, why can't you get brilliant people in teaching anymore? Why can't they make a living? That's a great question, isn't it? Because we're spending too much money on stupid things. So that's what's going on in this country. Okay? Who knows? Who knows that everything is going up 37%? It's a tax on everybody, people. And that's under Biden. And as I said at the beginning, when he came into office, inflation was 1.4%. Now it was at 9%. Now it's down at 3.4, going up again. Okay. But that's month over month. So when you tell us inflation's going down, it's not going down. It's just going up at a slower rate. Smart people, please, America, wake up. You can't be this dumb. You really can't. When they tell you it's going down, it's slowing down, not going down. So it's going up less fast. Let me make it smart for you. Okay. This is a potential, you know, the dumber the American population gets, the dumber we're going to have our leaders. You know, it doesn't take much of a genius to figure out what was going on here. You know, and here you go. You know, if you look at, I was trying to find out how many people are actually coming into this country and coming through the border. And, you know, I also wanted to know how much did we spend on the illegal aliens under Biden? This must be a new federal secret. This must be top secret. Because if you search, it doesn't exist. If you search Bing, Google, DuckDuckGo, it's the most hidden American secret. Why? They've taken over the White House. They've taken over the brainless Biden. He's sitting there eating ice cream. He has no idea. Him and his nursemaid are sitting there. And we were supposed to be disengaging from China. Now we're disengaging from Israel. But you know what? We are a bunch of imbeciles in America. We're funding both sides of the war. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, China is funding Russia. Russia is trying to destroy Ukraine, and we're funding the other side of Ukraine with our billions and billions. So Iran is selling oil. Russia is selling oil. Where's the pushback from this administration? You think this would happen under Trump? You think Trump would stop sending arms to Israel so they could wipe out Hamas and get that over with? This administration is not paying attention to the feckless. And Christopher Wray is warning us right now at the southern border, what used to be a southern border. But I want to jump over right now. This week was police week, okay, police memorial week in Washington, D.C. And let me just give you a little bit of information here, okay? This year, 68 of our esteemed police officers were shot and killed. Over 300 were shot this year. So what have we done under Biden? We've let that thin blue line that separates society from the animals become even thinner, become disrespected, become nothing more than scapegoats for the blind faith in the dumbass left-wing radical policies enacted. The left Looney Tunes policies in our cities, remember those? We basically handcuffed our own police. We let the criminals out as the cops haven't even finished up the paperwork yet. And they're stopped from enforcing the laws. The fact that pro-criminal district attorneys and judges funded by Soros don't enforce the penalties and consequences, this is what you're getting. Look at the crime in your streets. It's all over the place. The insanity. And now, listen to this. Elizabeth Warren and their community cohorts and the Democrats want the DOJ to investigate. They want to investigate, and they want the Congress to investigate and the Senate to investigate grocery stores as to why prices are going up. How dumb are we in America that we are trying to think about the fact that this is going to happen, that we're going to investigate the grocery stores, not the fact that the Biden policies and the Democrat policies are killing America. No. Don't investigate that. We're going to investigate the other thing. And I'll mention really quickly that over to Jersey here, you know, another esteemed colleague of the Senate. oh, God. He's being, Bob Menendez, here it is, trial for taking a bunch of bribes from gold bars, apparently a nice convertible Mercedes-Benz. No big deal. Come on. Nancy's trading on voting legislation she's doing, making millions every year. So big deal. Menendez represented Egypt at Qatar. What's the big deal? They're all doing it. He just got caught. And here's something I found this morning, and I haven't verified it yet, but I'll put it out there. Apparently, the NIH currently did admit that they funded the Wuhan lab. Whoa. Yeah, that we funded the pandemic. This is absolutely phenomenal, folks. The gain-of-function research, remember that Governor Fauci, and I should say St. Fauci, said that we never funded any Wuhan lab ever? Well, I guess, and he also stated quite frankly, blanketly, that we never funded gain of research. Well, that turns out to be all a lie. He said, and I quote, "We have not and do not fund gain of function research." That was a complete lie, folks. The highest paid government employee lied to Congress, and there's nothing going to happen. And by the way, Biden gave away a couple more of your billions of dollars, and he's taking care of other student loans while you paid off your student loans. And I paid off mine, and I paid off my kids' college, but now they're giving away my money some more to pay for other people who apparently took degrees that are useless in the real world. Well, if you can't make a living and you've taken your degree, well, you know what? Get rid of your degree and go get a living. Because you know what? Why should I have to pay your loans off? I think that is disgusting. It's a disgrace. And by the way, the Biden administration, in another underhanded way, is trying to make marijuana legal. Way to go. So as Putin and Xi meet and they get together and they said they're great friends, the new axis of evil. Well, hey, we don't have any problems there, right? No, we're going to make marijuana legal. We're going to make marijuana legal. I think that's awesome. But you know what? Thank goodness Biden's in charge here. Because we'll fund both sides of that war, and Xi and Putin are going to get together and destroy America. Well, hold on a second. This just crossed my desk. Up from last month. Secret, two illegal Jordanians try to enter earlier this month at Quantico. Our Marine base. Quantico, Virginia, right? Oh, why did that come out now? Well, because they were trying to hide it. And they're still in the custody. Why? Why is this such a secret? Why is this not out? Because they probably walked across the southern border? Because Biden's policies of no southern border in America is putting us all at risk? Oh, and they were driving a box truck. What could possibly go wrong here, folks? Listen, hiding the illegal aliens under the Biden blunderous bus system, it's absurd at this point. We really, in America, it's time to get smart. We got to start voting. We got to start voting for intelligence. For intelligence, folks. Not stupidity. We got to change this. We cannot let this keep going on because you know what? We are destroying our country bit by bit, piece by piece. And it started with the stupidity under the Biden administration. Make your vote count this time. Be smart. To our police out there, thank you for being there, for protecting our society despite the Democrats. You've been listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. I want to thank everybody this week. Go out, have a fantastic week, and enjoy.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.